Welcome to the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.
Hello, all students throughout the Solomon Islands, and welcome to the first Junior Secondary Homeschool Radio session. This session is specifically meant for Forms 1, 2, and 3 students throughout Solomon Islands. In other words, the Year 7, Year 8, and Year 9 learners in our new curriculum terminology. So, students, with you here in the studios for this first radio session, it is going to be me, Gina Peter,
Adrian Dorovia,
your teachers for this first radio session. And we will be doing
team teaching.
You know, students, team teaching is going to involve two people talking to you. So Adrian and I will be here to support you with some activities in your learning. Thank you for that. I will now proceed to the main part of the session. I will explain to you how you are going to learn in this radio session. The question is, how will we able to teach you through the radio? The approach to teaching in these radio sessions is through an integrated curriculum based on common themes or topics. What this means, students, is that you will be introduced to specific topics fortnightly, and this will require you to do activities from several subjects with their specific learning outcomes. Okay? So you will be also learning English skills, grammar, and vocabulary through familiar topics and home-based tasks and activities, right? So for this week and the next, your topic through this integrated curriculum approach is healthy living or keeping safe from respiratory diseases such as coronavirus. And this topic is a science and health topic. Okay? So that's what we mean by the integrated curriculum approach. You will be learning about several subjects and several learning outcomes together at the same time. Okay, thank you. I will hand over to my colleague, teacher, your science teacher for the session, Adrian.
Right, thank you, Gina. Right, students, under the subject science and health, the key learning outcomes for this session include the improvement of your personal, social, and health well-being. In other words, students, as you listen to a text in this session, you are required or expected to know and understand better personal health awareness and be able to improve good health practices.
Thank you, Adrian. Students all throughout the nation, as you know, English is used in our schools both as the official language of teaching and learning and also a subject of its own, which you also learn about, don't you? Yes, you will agree with me. So, in this session, you will also be learning English at the same time as you are learning health and science. And so your learning outcomes, or what we expect you to achieve during the session, are as follows. Firstly, you are expected to listen in English and be able to understand details or information as they are conveyed in English, right? Secondly, in terms of the English language, you will be learning about what they call in English imperative verbs. Imperative, the word is spelled, you can get your book and pen and write this down. Imperative. Imperative verbs. We will come back to that terminology and explain to you as we continue the session.
Let us now begin. You will need a pen and an exercise book so that you can take note of the main ideas. The text is on coronavirus and is extracted or taken from Coronavirus Prevention Handbook, 101 Science-Based Tips That Could Save Your Life by Joe W., published in 2020. To help you in English learning, we also ask that you pay attention to the use of verbs in each sentence. Remember that in English, verbs are doing words that describe action. For example, words such as do, practice, follow, take, and so on. And you can think of other verbs, other imperative verbs. Whenever verbs appear in instructions or orders, what we hear is a commanding, authoritative, or an imperative tone. Therefore, they are known as imperative verbs. So we ask you to listen to imperative verbs as you listen to the main ideas in the text. We will read the text twice. After the first reading, we will read the questions so that you can take note of answers to the questions. Then we will reread the text for you to answer.
And so the title of the text for today's session is called Prevention Against Coronavirus. Prevention Against Coronavirus. We ask you now to listen very carefully as I read the text for you. When coughing or sneezing, the patient with acute respiratory diseases should cover their nose and mouth with the arm or other materials like handkerchiefs, paper towels, or masks to reduce droplet transmission. After exposure to respiratory secretions or droplets, perform hand hygiene immediately and wash hands frequently in daily life. Personal precautions are as follows. Firstly, maintain a balanced diet, ensuring adequate nutrition and maintaining oral health can help prevent against infection. Secondly, exercise regularly to boost immunity. Thirdly, quit smoking, limit alcohol consumption, and stay in good spirits. Fourthly, ensure indoor ventilation and natural ventilation and or use of exhaust fans for better airflow. That is the end of the text. Now, for your task or activity, you have two short answer questions and a take-home research task, which has two parts. You can now get your pen and a paper to write on while I read the text and the questions a second time. But before that, let's get you to dictate the short answer questions first. Are you all ready? I'm going to read the two short answer questions two or three times, okay? And you have to pay attention carefully while I read so you can write. But you can always fill in the blanks or any gaps you left when I go back the second time. Let's go. Number one. identify four precautions. The spelling of the word precautions, precautions. Identify four precautions which you can take against coronavirus as mentioned in the text. I go again. Identify four precautions which you can take against coronavirus as mentioned in the text. I repeat for the last time this question. Identify four precautions which you can take against coronavirus. If you forget the spelling of coronavirus, it is CoronaVirus, coronavirus, as mentioned in the text. The second question is an English question. Listen carefully while I read. List the imperative verbs. Imperative verbs. List the imperative verbs used in the four instructions about coronavirus prevention. I repeat the question for you. List the imperative verbs used in the four instructions about coronavirus prevention. Now, you can write the next heading. This is take home research questions. You get me? Take home research questions. That's the heading of your next set of questions. Are you listening? Good. For forms 1, 2, and 3, your take-home research question is this. Listen carefully. This is for Form 1, 2, and 3. Find out whether your family, friends, or community members know about ways to prevent themselves from the coronavirus. You can do this by doing a small interview with them. I repeat, find out whether your family, friends, or community members know about ways to prevent themselves from the coronavirus. You can do this by doing a small interview with them.
This is the Student Continuity Learning Program, a radio learning series for students made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development, MERD.
Let's move to the next question. This is still the take-home research question, right? And this is only for Form 3 students. Your question is, using your knowledge of the four prevention measures, using your knowledge of the four prevention measures. You know how to spell the word measures? Prevention measures. Let me spell you these two words. Get it down, please. PRE for prevention. PREVENTION TION, prevention. Measures, MEASURES, measures. Using your knowledge of the four prevention measures against coronavirus, as mentioned in the passage, right? Using your knowledge of the four prevention measures against coronavirus, how would you help members of your family? How would you help members of your family, community, and friends to understand these precautions? How would you help members of your family, community, and friends to understand these precautions? The word precautions, PRECAUTIONS. You get it? Now, I will read the text and these questions for the second and the last time. So listen very carefully. Here we go. The title of the text. The title of the text is Prevention Against Coronavirus. When coughing or sneezing, the patient with acute respiratory diseases should cover their nose and mouth with the arm or other materials like handkerchiefs, paper towels, or masks to reduce droplet transmission. After exposure to respiratory secretions or droplets, perform hand hygiene immediately and wash hands frequently in daily life. Now, for the personal precautions, they are as follows. Firstly, maintain a balanced diet, ensuring adequate nutrition and maintaining oral health can help prevent against infection. Secondly, exercise regularly to boost immunity. Thirdly, quit smoking, limit alcohol consumption, and stay in good spirits. Fourthly, ensure indoor ventilation, natural ventilation, and the use of exhaust fans for better airflow. That is the end of the text. I will read the questions for your task another time round. So if you have missed the chance to get the sentences correctly, this is your chance, okay? So you have two short answer questions, remember, and a take-home research task. These are two parts of the activity. Please listen very carefully for the last time. So the short answer questions, firstly, there are two of them. The first one, identify four precautions which you can take against coronavirus as mentioned in the text. Have you got that correctly yet or not? Okay, if you have been lost in the last few minutes, the question is, identify four precautions, okay, which you can take against coronavirus as mentioned in the text. Shall we move on to the next one? Good. The next one, remember, is an English question. It's an English question. And it reads, list the imperative verbs used in the four instructions about coronavirus prevention. Again, list the imperative verbs used in the four instructions about coronavirus. Finally, for the take-home research questions, I will repeat for the last time. This question for Forms 1, 2, and 3 is this. Find out whether your family, friends, or community members know about ways to prevent themselves from the coronavirus. You can do this by doing a small interview with your family, friends, or some community members. Okay? Finally, for the take-home research questions, for Form 3 students, this is your question. So pay attention for the last time. Using your knowledge of the four prevention measures mentioned in the passage. Okay? Using your knowledge of the four prevention measures against coronavirus, how would you help members of your community, members of your family, community, and friends to understand these precautions? Is anybody lost out there? I wonder. I can give you another chance. The question reads, using your knowledge of the four prevention measures against coronavirus, how would you help members of your family, community, and friends to understand these precautions? Okay, my good students, it has been a pleasure reading through this, reading text and questions for you. Shall we move on and conclude our lesson, please? Thank you for your attention. We have only 5 minutes left to the end, so I'm going to end the session by saying that we have just finished the session for you. Hope that you have taken note of all the ideas, activity questions for the session and activity that you are required to do, okay? And that you are required to think and be able to learn, yeah, from these activities so that you can be able to achieve what we require of you. So I will now go on to tell you what you should have acquired through this radio session. So in this session, you have listened to a text on the coronavirus under the topic Healthy Living or Keeping Safe from Respiratory Diseases. Okay? Respiratory diseases, diseases that affect the lungs and our breathing system, just like the coronavirus. So this is a topic taken from your science and health syllabus. Yeah? And the learning outcomes for this session, you should be able by now, learners, to improve your knowledge, understanding, and attitudes towards improving what? Your personal health practices, yeah, in this time of COVID-19, yeah, impasse or difficult time, so that, yeah, you can be able to help your family and friends and the community at large. Not only coronavirus, the students, but there are other diseases that are similar to coronavirus that we need to be protected against, okay? Finally, in English, apart from your health and science, you have just listened to a text read out to you aloud, and that you have listened for ideas. And so we expect you to be able to listen, understand the content of the text. Have you done that? Were you able to understand some ideas from health and science? I hope so. And so today's language focus in English, the language focus is, who can tell me the answer? Can you guess? We have learned about the use of what? Yes, imperative verbs as used in what? Orders or instructions, yeah? Orders or instructions. These are strong ways of telling people what to do. When you command or give an order, you talk strongly using imperative verbs. And so in our next radio session, we will look at the answers to the question. So we ask you, students, year 7, 8, and 9, all of you listening out there, and encourage others who are not here with you in the radio, please to turn on their radio to listen, and please bring your answers then, okay? We will use the same listening text, okay? We will still use the same text for the next set of activities, yeah? And probably we can expand the reading to include other subjects. But for now, you have learned about health, science, and English, yes. And so for today's home questions, please bring your answers to the next session for our deliberation and discussion. It has been a pleasure taking through this radio session, good students. We have just come to the end of the session. So we wish to thank you, Adrian and I, on behalf of the Ministry of Education, for your time and attention to this session. We wish you all the very best and God's blessings as you continue to do your work through the activities that we have just given up. And so, from us,
Adrian
and Gina Peter, it is
bye for now.
That has been the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.